Carson, it sounds like you're going to play about the same as you did last week. Is that enough for you at this point in the preseason, would you say?
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. You know, I'm not sure. We're not sure exactly how much, maybe a little more, but again, that's the coach's decision. You know how it is. You get in the middle of the game, it starts flowing, and you just get a feel for when it's right, and I trust that he'll make the right decision. Obviously, I want to play as much as he thinks is fit, and we'll roll with that.
It also sounds like you might have Alshon with you in this game. Are you looking forward to getting in a game situation with him?
For sure, yeah. It'll be seems like it's been a long time coming with him, and I'm not sure exactly if he'll play or not or how much, but hopefully he does, and hopefully we can start getting that chemistry, that relationship out on the field in live situations.
This time you were injured in 13th after the rest of the preseason. How far have you come?
Long way. Yeah, it's. I mean, we've talked about it a lot, obviously, and just the difference a year makes. And thankful I'm healthy this year and everything. And it's again the difference a year makes is pretty crazy.
Pros against Ronald Darby. How does he look, Valentin Hogan, playing that second?
Yeah, it's obviously it's just been a couple days, and he's still trying to get his feet wet, and we're still it's kind of that point in camp where everyone knows everybody, so it's good to get another face out there, and he looks good. You know, a lot of quick twitch in him, and he looks good, but at the same time, I'm not really focusing on him as well, but he does look good.
In the first game, what do you want to see from yourself and the first team in this one to advance to
the next? Yeah, I mean, the first team, you know, that first drive, we scored, but there were some sloppy plays. You know, there were some sloppy things that we got to clean up, some communication things. And the biggest thing I've been preaching all offseason, just consistency myself, consistency as a team. And we can't have negative plays and then a big play. You know, we just got to stay ahead of the chains and I think just be sharp with the little things.
I know game situations dictate much, but would you like to try to work the slot more in this preseason game, try to get familiar with the new guys in there?
Yeah, you know, I don't really think like that. It's kind of just read and react, you know, see what the defense is giving you and coach call the plays. And there's certain plays that are designed to go in the slot, and certain plays that are designed to go outside, tight end, I mean, you name it. I'll let him call the plays, and honestly, I'm definitely not going to force the issue by any means, and just keep going and playing my game.
How's the adjustment been to the non-Jordan Matthew Dobson?
Yeah, it's been, you know, it was like that during OTAs when he was out and everything, and obviously we've been shuffling guys kind of all over the place, but at the same time, it's just been a couple days.
You kind of go for what you think you're going to expect out of the game this year compared to last year? I know it's kind of tough.
It's really tough in practice, honestly, and we got a handful of backs that all run hard and do some good things, so it'll be interesting to see how that shakes out. But we believe no matter who's in the backfield, with the O-line that we have and the guys up front, we should be dynamic in the run game. You know, we believe that'll be kind of our bread and butter, and we can lean on those guys and kind of whoever's back there. Hopefully they'll get the job done and do it well.
Have you found that the trade of Jordan has been hard to bounce back from?
You know, it's one of those things, just like anything in life. I'm very optimistic. I'm always kind of just pressing forward. So I really don't want to talk too much about that. You know, I feel we addressed that earlier in the week. But trying to just be optimistic and just keep going. Max stiff arms. Those are pretty nice. It was just, you know, it was a good all-around play. Obviously, unfortunately, Clay was coming free, but we were able to just make a play, and he had a good feel for finding that zone, and he did the rest, honestly. Those two stiff arms were nasty, and seeing him get in there and having some fun doing it was pretty cool.
In talking to us yesterday, Frank said Trey Burton's a guy you want on the field. What is it about Trey that gives you that type of connection?
He's just a reliable player. He's smart. You know, he recognizes coverages really well. Again, smart football player. He's going to be where he needs to be, and he's going to make the plays when they're there. And so having that chemistry, having that relationship with a guy like that who's played a lot of football, he's been in those situations. He's played slot receiver, tight end, fullback, you name it. Just having that relationship with him, I think I can really trust him, and that makes me play more confidently and faster.
Can you follow up on that? You had the month of December last year, I think the Cincinnati game in particular, you went to him quite often when he was in the slot. Is that a way to get him and Ertz on the field at the same time?
Without a doubt, yeah. I mean, like I said, he's very reliable. He can do a lot of different things and do them well. So we'll see how it all shakes out, obviously. But having him on the field, I feel very confident with him.
Are you getting antsy at all for the
regular season? We're talking about one drive here, two drives there.
Trying not to be. You know, it's in the middle of camp like this when we're kind of towards the end. You've gone against the defense so many times, you're kind of just ready for an opponent, you know. And so we're thankful for the opportunity in preseason. But, yeah, I'm trying not to be too antsy for week one.
Plays where the third down and the fourth down for the fourth down and third down for the touchdown. We had guys right on you. You were able to keep your eyes down the field and still make the completion. Were you able to make that play last year? I mean, is there a big? Do you see the growth from yourself as far as that, or is that something that?
I guess you could say there's some growth there for sure. I don't know. I like to think I would have made the play last year. You know, I feel like I did make a handful of plays similar, but yeah, I don't know. It's honestly in times like that, it's just instincts and pocket feel, pocket awareness, and. But it does develop even better and better over time, for sure.
The trade, but have you talked to Jordan since he got hurt? I'm sure he was itching to maybe see you guys again, and play against you.
Yeah, no, that's interesting how it all works out for him, and it's really unfortunate. But, yeah, we talked yesterday about it, and just told him I've been praying for him a lot, and it's tough to trade and then getting injured and everything. But, you know, he knows that the Lord has a plan, and we talk about that. So, but, yeah, unfortunate for him. I'm not sure.
Weird to see.
A little bit.
It would seem the Packers blitzed more than typical in the preseason. In that drive, what did you learn about the blitz pickup this year and that you can take with you?
I don't know. They were kind of all over the place. They were bringing all sorts of looks. The first drive, the whole game, not really what we expected. But, I mean, for preseason week one, you know, there's not a lot of opponent preparation. You know, you're watching a little tape, but not a lot. Still kind of running your base stuff. So we weren't really, like, dialed into their pressures, so to speak, like we would be during the season. So went back and watched it, saw some different things, talked through them, but it's kind of just on to the next.
Carson, as far as your preparation, when you look to practice a scripted environment where you can work on certain things, goal line, red zone, is that more valuable than a live preseason game, or is the hitting?
They all have their own benefits for sure. Obviously, situational football is huge, so that's why we say, all right, this is a fourth down period, this is a backed up period, this is a tight red zone. I mean, that's why we do those things. But to some extent, you can't really replace live reps, honestly. But there's a fine line for sure.
I know you love questions about your arm health, but it's been a lot of throws during these past 3 weeks. How's your arm feeling relative to the start of camp?
Honestly, it's feeling good. So I'm very thankful for that. Feel like I've just learned better ways to just keep taking care of it and maintaining it, and it's feeling good.
So wear and tear, do you deal with that at all? Not really, no.
Carson, we asked Doug about Nelson and his confidence. He's going to take on a bigger role. And he said it was at an all-time high. You're around him all the time. You sense that? Ready for what could be a much bigger role?
Yeah, I feel he's in a good place. You know, I kind of going back even to the spring and talking to him after the season, kind of seeing where his head was at, and even late in last season, I just feel like there's some lessons that we all learned that he learned, and I don't want to say I see a new guy, but I do see a more confident guy, and he's just out there playing, having fun, and competing and doing what he loves. So I've definitely seen more confidence from him.
Do you see the way competition breeds an extra pep in the step of a young group of wideouts like what's going on here?
Without a doubt, yeah. I've been saying it all offseason, bringing in Torrey and Alshon. Just kind of increased the level of competition in that room, and then drafting a couple guys, bringing in some other guys. The competition just been through the roof in that room, and it's just ultimately made everybody better.
Carson, last time you were in that building, 36,000 for an open practice, so they are excited to see this team and you. What do you expect from Carson?
I'm expecting them to be loud, honestly. For a preseason game, never really know what to expect, but this is Philly. They're hungry. They're ready for it. So I expect it to be rocking, even though it is just preseason.
Good. Thanks,
cool. Thanks, guys.